Welcome to episode 2. In this one, I'd just like to disclose what I believe to be the truth. It might not be, or it may be partly true. So take or leave it. If it feels resonant with you, then it is your truth too. Let's talk about aliens. Actual space aliens from planets outside our own star system are making first contact with humans since at least the 1980s. One of the reasons for this contact is that naughty aliens who need their asses smacking took control of Earth approximately 13,000 years ago and have enslaved the human race. They are using puppets to do their work. Puppets like the orange fuckwit we spoke about in the last episode. Their work is to maintain the agenda of having to work for a living, paying taxes, paying for health care, the struggle to survive, the apparent lack of things we need. This is the enslavement. There's no need for any of it. There's enough resources for everyone and no need for poverty or struggle. It shouldn't be like this. This is why good aliens are making first contact with us, to try to help us out of this dark age. We think we're living in a modern high-tech age, but no, we're still in the dark ages. But it's not all doom and gloom, so cheer up. It's always darkest before the dawn. During the next few years, we'll experience a few more bumps in the road, but the tide will start to turn back. Our lovely alien friends will assist humans rid the planet of the naughty aliens and start a long journey back to the Garden of Eden that planet Earth was supposed to be all along. The good aliens could show all their spacecrafts in the skies around the world right now, but we all know how that would go. Mass panic, fear far worse than any nightmare a rolling news channel could stir up. Instead, they're taking it slow with us, contacting individuals and small groups first, and when the majority of humans are ready, then they'll show up and it won't be much of a shock. If Hollywood hadn't brainwashed the masses that all aliens are evil, they could have landed by now. In general, it is people who regard themselves as left-wing will be among the first people to be okay with all this. The right-wing and far-right will not accept this at all. They'll cling to the old ways and resist change. We see this happening with world leaders, kicking and screaming, throwing their toys out of their prams, trying their best to start world wars, because wars are very profitable. It boils down to that. Money isn't evil or bad, but some individuals believe that the more they have, the happier they'll be. But what actually happens is right there. Musk, Putin, Bezos, the orange one. Are they happy, well-balanced, good people? No, they are fuckwits. They are lost souls clinging to the dark, because it's all they know. They don't want the light, as they have no idea how to use it. The good aliens that are making contact are giving advice how we can all change our ways, as we can't change the world. Activists have been trying to do that for years with little effect. Instead, they teach us to not change our reflection in the mirror, but change ourselves and the mirror. Our world changes with us. It really isn't that bad. I would say only 1% of the surface population of Earth are lost souls and seemingly in charge, so we actually have strength in numbers, but we have to want change first. Rather than just give in and continue to play this game on Earth, the systems we have in place are starting to break down and collapse. We'll need replacement systems that are fair for everyone, not just 1%. I'm gonna leave this here. There's plenty to unpack here, or you can ignore this episode as just another nutter having a rant about nonsense or made-up stuff. But if you want to dip your toe in the water, here's a few keywords that you can pop into Google and see how it vibes with you. Some good aliens that are here to help humanity are the Pleiadians, the Acturians, the Yael. Searching for those on the internet should start your journey down a rather large rabbit hole. Until next time, have a lovely day, be excellent to each other, including the lost souls. I'll make the next episode a little more upbeat. Bye for now.